"Our time is short," one faint voice said. "Today we've done our best on different sides. What matters now? Tomorrow we shall rest. Life lies behind. I might not care for only my own sake, but far away are other hearts that this day's work will break. Among New Hampshire's snowy hills, there pray for me tonight a woman and a little girl with hair like golden light." And at the thought broke forth at last the cry of anguish wild that would not longer be repressed. "O God, my wife, my child!" "And," said the other dying man, "across the Georgia plain, there watch and wait for me, loved ones, I ne'er shall see again. A little girl with dark, bright eyes, each day waits at the door. Her father's step, her father's kiss, will never greet her more. Today we sought each other's lives. Death levels all that now. For soon, before God's mercy seat, together we shall bow. Forgive each other while we may. Life's but a weary game. And right or wrong, the morning sun will find us dead the same." The dying lips the pardon breathe, the dying hands entwine. The last ray fades, and over all the stars from heaven shine, and the little girl with golden hair, and one with dark eyes bright, on Hampshire's hills and Georgia's plain, were fatherless that night.